fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win.
Back, ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here, our second hour. This is the Tuesday Morning Roundtable on Tuesday, the first day of November, the very first day of November 2022. We have with us, held over from the first hour, Leon Green, former U.S. Navy officer. We now have joined us Jeff Nyquist. His website's jrnyquist.blog, his books for sale at amazon.com. Steve Benoon is listening. He will join us later in the show. Good morning, Jeff.
Good morning, John.
Well, good to have you with us, sir. Well, we've been waiting for about half a year to see what would happen on before today, and it's already Tuesday, or already Wednesday, the 2nd of November in China. And apparently, at least so far, the Chinese have not commenced an invasion, or have they, sir?
No, and what Mr. Wang has said, and I think I mentioned this last time, is Mr. Wang is saying they're postponing it maybe till December. So, you know, I don't know. His sources are telling him other things. I think I mentioned they've watched what the happening with the Russians, and they know they might have some problems, and they thought that a blockade, they would lose too many ships. So, you know, I think that the capabilities of China, are not exactly what they maybe thought they were. But he says that they are still, Xi is determined to do some kind of an attack, which would be, I think, a blockade with maybe airstrikes on Taiwan. So I guess we'll see. I don't know. It was interesting to interview Mr. Wang and to have this information about the Chinese mobilization. But from what we've seen in the meeting of the Chinese leaders in October, nothing has really changed in what they are saying. They are going to take Taiwan back, and they do. You know, they expect nobody to interfere with them. But they also talk about their forces inside of Taiwan, that they can force Taiwan through a combination play of some kind, both within and without. I'm skeptical of that, and I've always been skeptical of the idea that they were going to invade. I just don't believe that a country that has no experience with opposed landings is going to launch the biggest amphibious operation in history. I just don't believe it.
No, I don't believe it either. So, well, no war, at least for the time being, is a good thing, isn't it, sir?
Yeah, it is. I guess you saw Hal Turner's site yesterday had a thing where the U.S. Air Force had turned off its transponders.
Yeah, that's hugely significant. Tell us about that. What do you know?
Well, all I know is that I believe it has happened in Europe, too, and I think it's NATO countries. I don't know whether it was just that they turned off the transponders or there was no activity yesterday. I don't know. Or whether it was somebody's idea of a Halloween joke. I don't know what it is going on today, if it's the same. But it could be something, some military change that the West has adopted because of the threats from Russia and China, and that they just don't want their aircraft tracked that easily. I mean, the threat of war has been increasing.
So we don't know if this is a training exercise or if it was just a lack of activity. We simply don't know, do we?
Yeah, I don't think it's a training exercise because it's you know, continent wide, at least in North America. And I, you know, somebody told me last night, somebody with connections in Europe said that this is something being put in effect in the NATO countries too. So it may be a NATO wide thing, but we'll find out. I don't know if it was just a day of real low activity from the militaries, from the NATO militaries. I don't know.
Okay. The updates from Mr. Wang, do they come on a regular basis, or is it kind of catch as catch can?
Well, he broadcasts, you know, he has his own broadcast. He has his own Chinese language, you know, Mandarin broadcast. So I pick up the tidbits from what he's saying. I haven't interviewed him since June, but I talked to Li Mingyan, who relates to me some of the stuff that he's saying.
Okay. Well, let's move on from there. We always come back to it. The war in Ukraine. I read an article about 3 or 4 days ago that the Russians are advertising in Afghanistan to recruit the Afghan commandos that the United States trained, about 15,000 is what I recall, to be treated well and to be paid well and go to Ukraine and fight in the Ukraine war. Are you aware of that, Jeff?
Yeah, I heard that too. Of course, I think it's that these are people who escaped Afghanistan and went to Iran, and I think the Iranians have handed them over to the Russians. Is that what you've heard?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah.
Right. So they're kind of, in a way, they're kind of prisoners. They're kind of trapped. So.
That's right. Let's take our first caller here, gentlemen. We got John in Texas. Good morning, John.
Good morning. I have the prophecy, Stan Johnson. He is stating that we may already be in the tribulation, the last 7 years of history, and that says he's been getting prophetic words saying that it may have already started on October the 5th, Yom Kippur. Do you have any comment about this?
I don't really have any comment. I mean, it's very unlikely to be true. And because history is a pretty big thing, and I'm not sure Stan Johnson has the right interpretation of how to understand history and when it would end. I mean, this is the problem with apocalypticism. Look, the Book of Revelation is extremely difficult to interpret, and I've listened to these people for years since I was 12 years old. I think I was 13 when I read The Late Great Planet Earth. And in the edition I read, he said that because the biblical generation was 40 years, which, by the way, some people are saying is different now, that the 7 years tribulation, the end of the world, so to speak, had to happen by 1988. And, of course, I was reading that, I think, in 71. So, of course, they realized, you know, as time went on, they had to change the edition. But and the argument was the parable of the olive tree, you know, it's the return of Israel to the Holy Land, and you count 40 years from 1948, you get 1988. You got to have the events start to unfold within that time frame. The problem with apocalyptic thinking is these people are unaware of the numbers in the book of Revelation and the fact that they have a numerological correspondence, which is very bizarre. And they don't have any explanation for that. They don't really have any real explanation for the symbols that goes and shows a deep knowledge of ancient languages or ancient symbolic thinking. So why should anyone pay attention to what they say? Since they're using these terms and other things that are concocted out of these ancient books. These are interpretations of people who are not really learned enough to be making them.
Okay. Any follow-up question there, John, before we move on?
Other biblical generations would be, the longest is 120 years. Others are 70 years. And 50, 60, or it says 70 years. Is one and 40, and another generation is 70, another is 120. 120 being that back in before the flood, his days should be 120 years. From the time of establishment of Israel, that could be as late as like 2068. But, that's one possibility. Another is 2,000 years from the time Jesus was baptized in the Jordan or when he was crucified. But that's my comment.
Okay, John, thank you for the call. We appreciate it. Our next, we got open lines at 512-248-8252. Jeff, going back to the war in Ukraine, it's what, about 9 months it's been going on now? Is that about right?
Yeah, I think it's almost. I mean, it started in February. We're in on November 1st. When we get right to November 24th, you're going to be looking at 9 months, yeah.
Right, coming up on 9 months. And talk about the sanctions. Whoever came up with these sanctions, they didn't do their homework first. The thought that you could harm Russia by not buying their petroleum products when there's an international market for petroleum products was a very misguided thought. So I don't believe discontinuing purchasing Russian petroleum products has harmed Russia even a little bit. Has it?
Yeah, maybe a little bit. Look, all countries get harmed when you look. If I have something to sell to you and I'm not able to sell it at the normal price, if it's something you need like petroleum, you might be hurt worse than me. But I'm not getting your money anymore.
But you still have an international market to sell your products.
Yeah, but you don't have. You're going to have to sell it at a discount.
A bit of a discount. Now, is there any truth? Now, I'm hearing that India is buying Russian petroleum products and reselling them to the West.
That's happening with some countries are doing that. The thing is that it's a way for not for Russia to get rich, but for other countries that are doing that to get rich or to make extra money. But Russia's being hurt in other ways because the petroleum sanctions aren't the only thing. You know, it's the gas. Russia can't send the natural gas, which it sells in volume to Europe. It can't sell it to India, right? Because it can only be moved on a pipeline, and they don't have a pipeline going to India. And if they do, they've already got gas going there. The gas that's going to Europe is just stuck in the gas field, you know, unable to reach its destination. So they are losing money, and they invested in that pipeline. And right now the Russians are saying the British blew it up, and that was one of the things I heard, like I think I said a couple weeks ago, I was told by somebody who was pretty well connected that the U.S. didn't do it. It was possibly the British. Well, that's what the Russians are now saying. The British did it. If it wasn't an accident, although, as you probably know, the Swedes found a device under the water that was an unexploded drone near the where the
really?
Pipelines are. Yeah.
Really?
So, yeah. So unless that drone was planted, somebody used drones to attack the pipelines.
Now, typically when we think of a drone, we think of something that goes through the air. Is there such a thing as a drone that goes through the water also?
Yeah, of course. Yeah, there's underwater drones. Yeah.
Okay. All right. So this would be, in layman's terms, an unmanned submarine would be one way to describe it. An underwater drone would be an unmanned submarine. You're on mute there, Jeff.
Yeah, did you have a, I'm sorry, did you have a question?
I said another way to describe these underwater drones would be an unmanned submarine.
Yeah, anything that's not, doesn't have a person in it is going to be a drone.
Right. Okay. Yeah, fascinating. I was not aware of that technology even existing. And we got a Navy veteran with us here. And Leanna, are you aware of underwater craft or underwater drones? Or is that something you have knowledge of?
Yes, sir. They were working on them, you know, when I was getting out. But yeah, they've definitely mastered the skills now. And now, I mean, look, the Russians have the Poseidon, you know, the submarine, the underwater submarine that, you know, can do 120 plus knots and can sit there for a decade with the nuclear reactor and then activate when it gets the RF signals. And then, you know, that's behind that nuclear tsunami. So, yeah, the technology has been around, whether it was as effective, you know, 25 years ago as it is now. Just like the drones. You remember how massive those things were and how expensive they were? Now, I bought four of them for $200. And I sent one to our buddy down in Florida while he was in convalescence leave to, you know, work on his skills. And then he'd be able to do some things up here. But I don't think that happened. So I guess I'm going to have to step up to the plate and work on the drone myself. So if we have to do some surveillance using thermal, then I have the capacity to do that.
I saw Sam's drone with the infrared the thermal imaging capabilities, but we didn't have a chance to get it out of the box. But it's really compact, very small, all folded up inside the carrying container. Well, getting back to China, and we don't have a specific date in December, Jeff. Is that accurate? Just a general time
frame?
No,
they said possibly it would be put back to December. That's all. That's the latest I've heard from the Chinese sources of Luda Media. And I'm talking to China experts over the last few weeks. There's a thought that the Chinese could go any time. They really could, but there's thought that there's an economic logic to going early, and there's also an economic logic to waiting till the spring, because, of course, you know, this Ukraine war is playing out as a kind of economic war in which the West is not doing so good, and you've got these economies that are under tremendous pressure and that they might weaken, and there might be political problems in the West that will strengthen China's position. However weakened China may be, the West may be weakened economically and politically more by the time we get to spring.
Well, it's a dynamic situation. It seems like it's always changing. Here's our break. We'll be right back.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing. Knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
My website is thelibertyman.com. We've got some excellent pieces of parcels of real estate and homes for sale at my website. And we happen to have the owner of the Log Lodge on Yoakum Road with us. That would be Linda. Good morning, Linda.
Good morning, Dan.
Well, good to have you with us. You've had some conflicts and couldn't be with us for a week or so, but you're back. And the Log Lodge on Yoakum Road is a high-end bed and breakfast with an international clientele, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
And we're past the part of our lovely fall where the trees are the most brilliant colors. Now they're more subtle shades of reds and browns and yellows, aren't they?
They are. There's still a lot of leaves. Those oaks that we have are they hang on to those leaves pretty much until spring, and they're gorgeous right now with the sun shining through them.
Now, this Log Lodge was featured in Better Homes and Gardens. I forwarded to you the archives for Better Homes and Gardens. Have you had a chance to find the article yet?
No, I saw that you forwarded that to me, and I'm going to try and pin down the year that it would have been in there and search through it. Hopefully I can find that.
would probably be the first year or two after it was built, and then that would narrow it down to about 24 issues or so. That makes it a lot more doable. But ladies and gentlemen, how often do you see a home for sale that was featured in Better Homes and Gardens? That's extraordinary. It's very extraordinary. And, of course, it was featured for a very good reason. It's a large, beautiful home. A dozen people could live there and not feel jammed up. We've got radiant heat, which is the highest quality heat, the healthiest heat. We have the seclusion where you can never, ever have close by neighbors because the National Forest is right there on I think, two sides of the National Forest. Unlikely to be anything built nearby for you know, forever, best we can tell. Right. And photographs, we have about 30 photographs there. Showing the inside, the outside, the beautiful furnishings. And since you and your husband don't live there, the furnishings are certainly negotiable because once a place is sold, what are you going to do with all that stuff, Linda?
Right. Yeah, it's turnkey and ready to walk in and live there.
Yeah.
If you need to, yeah.
My wife and I had a yard sale once, and I never worked so hard for so little money in all my life. I'll never do that again. So the furnishings are negotiable, beautiful furnishings, decorations, a immaculate home that is kept immaculate because it's still a bed and breakfast, isn't it?
Yes, it is. And if there's anyone out there that thinks they may want to retire out this way, but they're not ready for retirement, that's definitely something that can be done with it for extra income. It is not cheap to stay there. It's a good income. It pays for itself and a little bit more. So if anyone's thinking about, boy, I sure would like to live out there, but I'm just not ready for another 10 or 15 or 20 years, that's always a possibility.
Well, you can keep the 2 weeks or 4 weeks for yourself to live there whenever you have the chance. And then the other balance of the 52 weeks of a year can be rented out as a bed and breakfast. Yes, absolutely. So you're going to be my neighbor. This place is only about a 7-minute drive from my place. Check out the Log Lodge on Yoakum Road. If you're interested, give me a call. Linda has excellent video that she can show you, and we can make arrangements to have it seen, can't we, Linda?
Yeah, we'd love to do that. That'd be wonderful.
I see. Here's one of the images. Has a Christmas tree all set up. That's beautiful.
I'll be posting some new photos of the Christmas tree this year. We have a 12-foot Christmas tree this year, and that's really what that room needs.
it can handle it. It can handle it. Fantastic. Linda, I want to thank you for being with us, and we look forward to having you back soon.
Okay. Thank you, John.
Okay. Well, Jeff made a decision to move to frozen Northland, which would not be mine. But God bless you, Jeff, because if you can put up with that kind of cold weather and snow. And Leon likes to ski, something I've done once or twice. I don't have any plans to do that again. But, gentlemen, this place is available, and it could be a full-time house or a source of income as a bed and breakfast. Getting back to the topic at hand, Jeff, you've been putting the word out for about 36 years. You've sat across the interview table from how many of these KGB defectors? Is it 5, 6, 8? It's a bunch, isn't it?
No, I've talked to KGB and GRU people. I don't know. I'd have to think about how many. And also scientific defectors, not just intelligence defectors. And now from people from China that have defected. So I don't know.
It's a lot. Yeah,
it's every chance I get.
I bet you do. I bet you do. Here's
our
break.
People want me to meet them, yeah.
Here's a break. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.com.
www.thetruthandjustice.org.
John Moore's private consultations are the most comprehensive services available any place, anywhere in the world. They're available now and provide valuable knowledge and information that protects an individual, family, or group. We provide clarity, focus, and information for you and your associates for any situation. We have just the right knowledge, just the right information from just the right professionals. Schedule your consultation for your family or group now. Contact us at thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com. Once again, thelibertyman.com.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on Long-Term Food Storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL. 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April. My husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW. Need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product. Great people. Josie. It works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC. Great product, has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Website is thelibertyman.com. As of a couple of days ago, I now have a Twitter account. I'm learning how to work it, and the link is right there on the first panel at the top row of panels link up with my Twitter account. I've been told that if you follow me, I will follow you. And it's an exciting time. Twitter is now owned by Elon Musk, and his goal is for it to become the uncensored town square. And I have no doubt at the moment that he will follow through with his goal. So that's kind of exciting, and you can check that out. I just got word a few minutes ago that my webmaster, Tim Spencer, will be back in the saddle effective in a day or so, and taking over from my assistant, my new assistant, who's been doing a great job. New exciting things at thelibertyman.com. Of course, the products that you expect to see are still there. The harvest-right freeze-dried equipment, the highest quality freeze-dried equipment you can get your hands on. Mike Lindell whose cell phone was taken from him by the FBI a couple weeks ago. All his products are available with up to a 66% discount. We have a new humor section. We add to that every couple of days or so. That's kind of funny. The Californians adjust to new life in Texas. That's a hoot. It's a lot of fun. The COVID section now has posted very cutting-edge articles regarding the troponin. This troponin matter in the substance in your blood can only happen when you've had heart damage. It turns out everybody, without exception, everybody who's had a COVID clot shot has heart damage and now can be detected by the blood test looking for troponin in the blood. Last but not least, of course, Energy Cleaner, my home business, helping people all over the planet get their life back, get past the arthritis pain, get the best night's sleep. Check out the Energy Cleaner and mattress pads that go with it at my website at thelibertyman.com. Keep in mind, I offer a 90-day money-back guarantee on the Energy Cleaner. I'll get a fresh batch in later this week and get everything shipped out the next business day. Okay, this is Tuesday Morning Roundtable with Leon Green, former U.S. Navy officer, Jeff Nyquist. His website's jrnyquist.blog. Books for sale at Amazon. Jeff, before we get to our next caller, how do people subscribe to your website, please? Jeffrey, yeah, go ahead.
Can you hear me okay?
We hear you fine. Go ahead.
Yeah, it's a little button below every article or video that they can contribute to the site to help keep it going.
Outstanding. I've done that, and I encourage other people to do it as well. Our next caller is Carl in Montana. Good morning, Carl.
And John, good morning, John and crew. I am curious about what you guys think on this diesel shortage. I know if they're saying it's in the east, northeast, excuse me, but if this continues, they're going to obviously start depleting other supplies, which is going to drive the prices up even more. And if this continues, I see the fact of what Jeff was saying, China waiting till we're weakened, because if this stops, that means the supply chain stops. And if Steve Ben Noon gets on, I'd really like to be able for him to answer that if he's listening specifically. Are they planning on letting this escalate to a supply chain breakdown, or is this something that has a short-term, your medium-term remedy? Just curious your guys' thoughts, but I'd really like to hear from Steve Ben Noon if he's listening too.
Well, but he is anyway, listening. Jeff, he'll join us at some point. We don't know when, Carl, but he'll join us at some point.
Okay.
Hopefully,
so
he's
Jeff,
listening.
What do you think?
Well, look, it's a percentage that we're going down. Look, once you get down to where you've used up your reserves or your stockpile, you're just going to have, you know, it's not like we've run out altogether and there's none. It's just that the amount that we were using during the pandemic, they closed a couple refineries that were making this. And because of the way the Biden administration operates, I'm not sure the exact reasons. I think it's probably regulatory. Nobody started those diesel factories up. Now, probably if people scream hard enough, the administration is going to, you know, open those things up. But even if not, we still have the supply we had during the pandemic. It just means that there's not going to be economic growth. The prices of certain things are going to go up, and there might be shortages on some things. But it's not something that's going to break the supply chain. That's an exaggeration. I heard Tucker Carlson's monologue about it a few days ago. That's just an exaggerated, you know, panic way to look at it, but it's not that severe.
Okay. All right. Well, that's good. I just wanted to get your thoughts on it. Leon, what do you think on this?
Well, you know, you haven't seen it on the television. So, you know, when it comes to disinformation and misinformation, you know, they don't talk about the 100 plus food production plants that have been annihilated just in America, and then the ones in Paris and throughout the world. And, you know, the barge using a geoengineering that's been around for 70 years, Russia and China and even the White House are saying, yeah, we're doing engineering for the weather. And so with all these things, the Mississippi stopped flowing, and they're backed up for months and they're wasting it on it. This is a structured collapse. So this is just another cog that will be, and then the railroad strike that will be, I'm sorry, it's another cog that can drastically impact the economy. And all these things together, it's like the mother of all storms, or the perfect storm. They have all these chess moves that have been implemented in advance. And, you know, when they do another lockdown, like Steve has talked about, you know, Marlboro will be the next virus. And, you know, they already, and they already said the next pandemic. The White House has said that, and Bill Gates has talked about it. And this has been in the last 3 weeks. So the problem with the truckers is the truckers take all the produce and all the items from the distribution hubs to your local Piggly Wiggly, Dollar Tree, and Walmart. When that shuts down, it will be catastrophic. So, you know, whether this is all deception, and they still have diesel available, you know, they're good at shutting down Gazprom, natural gas in Europe. So it's just incumbent upon these same evildoers to do the same thing in America. And since they can't take out one of the natural gas, or they can't, the way they shut down the diesel is to say it doesn't exist. And the same thing with the railroads. I mean, they're bucking the system. They're not going along with his, and they're going to strike again. And so I think, just like John talked about earlier, the oil producers and the executives are so mad at this guy that they're going to wait till it gets closer to the election and then shut it all down. Boom. There's no gas. And the gas prices go through the roof for gasoline. The diesel stops. Nobody gets food. And that will be catastrophic. And the only thing that would be beneficial for him is say, we're going to enact martial law. And if he does that, then yeah, then he and the Congress should not change, because they could say, we're not having elections. Due to Insurrection Act, we're going to shut everything up. Look how retarded they were for the January 6th. These people are still in prison. They still haven't had due process. So nothing stands without reason with this regime.
Okay, then I had one other question for Jeff. Jeff, I've been listening to a bunch of different videos and seeing videos of these incredible riots in Europe, people are wanting to get out of NATO and wanting to abandon it. The populace, huge, I mean, thousands of people. I looked at one video that was showing, like, you know, at least 7 or 8 riots where thousands of people were in these riots. And I'm curious what you know about that, and what do you think?
Well, I don't know what the shifts in German opinion are, but if you have 75% of 80 million people, I think that's the population of Germany, if you have 75% in favor of toughing it out and supporting Ukraine, and you have the government, which is, of course, voted in by the majority, they want to do that, you're still going to have 20 million people who are very unhappy about it, who don't want to do it. So 20 million people can make a lot of riots, you know. And so the problem that we're having is that we have the shutdown in France, for example, or the gasoline shortages. Those unions that caused those strikes were communist controlled. You know, I would talk to my friend Trevor Loudon about this railroad strike and the communist influence on the unions that are, you know, pushing for that. The communists, when you get too close to war with the communists, the communists will activate their longshoremen or their railroad or whatever unions they control to try to paralyze the countries that they're about to go to war with. And it's the communism is within and without. We've got, I believe, a guy who's been a shill for the left, for the not just the left, but for the communist left. I mean, he's been supported by the Council for a Livable World. That's a communist front. Armin Hammer really got Joe Biden's career in the Senate started. Hammer was, we know from documentation now, was a KGB agent working in this country in our economy. So we've been, and then there's all the Chinese influence in this country, tremendous influence on members of Congress, on major corporations. So the communists have gotten inside of our positions, both in Europe and here. And what I'm surprised at is that there's any resistance to China or Russia now after the degree of infiltration. I think it's just the natural reaction of a society against its natural enemies. There's still enough of that to keep a majority saying, oh, no, we have to resist. But at the same time, they're breaking us down from within because there is such a thing as the communist bloc. I keep saying it over and over again, and people believe in some other kind of enemy. I'm not sure. It's very foggy. They talk about the deep state. Look, the deep state are the communists that have gotten inside the government, as far as I'm concerned. And why do I say this? You just study Russia. Russia is sending troops, has agreed to send troops to Nicaragua. It's a communist country under Daniel Ortega, the Sandinista. They're receiving artillery shells from North Korea, a communist country. They basically gave North Korea its nuclear program. Russia helped China develop its navy and its ballistic missile systems and its nuclear weapons. Russia is aligned with China, again, a communist country. Russia and Chinese anti-aircraft troops are in Venezuela, a communist country. They've created this BRICS alliance. They're working in Africa, again, with all the communist countries. So it's they're working with all these countries to monopolize not just oil, but also mineral resources to cripple us. They're encircling us. You got the election in Brazil. Bolsonaro is supposedly lost. We'll see what happens there. Lula da Silva, who is a communist, I don't call him a leftist. The Workers' Party, he created the Sao Paulo Forum with Fidel Castro to use the soft left to take over, perform a communist takeover in South America. And the objective was to make South America solid red, a communist bloc. So when people say, oh, this isn't about communism, it's about some kind of other conspiracy and that Russia's our friend or China's our friend, bunk them. This is the old communist bloc. They're closing in on us. They've infiltrated us since we thought it went away in 91. And the maneuver is working. But we're still struggling. We're still able to resist. How much longer? I don't know. We have to identify our enemy. We have to purge that enemy from within our system. And we have to stop losing countries. I mean, you talk about the domino theory. It's domino history now. One country after another is falling to communism. That's been true since the end of the Cold War. It never stopped.
Yeah, I agree with you, Jeff. All right, so I have one last question. Something you just piqued my interest in. How do you purge these guys? I mean, unless there's a revolution to eliminate them, you're not going to vote them out. They're not going to go away. So how are you going to purge them out of our system?
Well, you have to, first of all, people have to identify them and not say, oh, it's the aliens from Zeta Reticuli they're controlling, or they're reptilians in the White House or whatever other thing. No, it's communists. And you have to actually do your homework, and people have to realize that's they're in our schools. They've been making our curriculum. I was in education. They're in the universities. We have to say, no, we have to take our schools back. We have to take the universities back. And it's like Yuri Bezmenov said, it's going to take a generation to fix this. But we've got to get these politicians out. This election may be helpful, but we have to identify them. And then we have to vote against them. And then we have to go against corrupt judges and corrupt. We have to fight the corruption. You know, the Ukrainian people did this. You know that they're the one country that doesn't. They have anti-communist laws in Ukraine. Did you know that? And
no,
that they
I didn't.
Know that's the source of the corruption in their system. Now, it's a terrible fight for them. What's amazing is, you know, before the invasion, nobody knew that they wouldn't just crumble because again, the communists were inside of them. They had been a former Soviet system. There were still Soviet structures in their country that they hadn't torn down. They'd torn down a lot. And it turned out they'd done it right. They'd torn down enough that they were able to resist. We need to be able to do the same thing. Look, we had a questionable election. We didn't. Our people didn't stand up. The Ukrainians did in 2004. We have a guy in there that's completely purchased by our enemies, the communist Chinese, and he's the mayor of Moscow's wife, gave his son money as well, and he's in the White House, and we haven't driven him to flee to Beijing or Moscow like Yanukovych fled. All we have to do is stand up, and you know the Euromaidan revolution, they did return their constitution to an earlier version. But it wasn't a revolution in which they leveled everything. It was a revolution in which they forced the communists to leave their system, and they just brought in a new government. They brought in new people.
Here's our break. We'll be right back.
Thank you, John.
All right, hold on. We'll be right back.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
As I said to those who've joined the government, I have nothing to offer but blood, toil, tears, and sweat.
All right, we are back. We are back, ladies and gentlemen. The call number is 512-248-8252. Well, Jeff, what is the title of your current article at your website, sir?
My current article is on a strategic culture and the art of seeing.
Strategic culture and the art of seeing. I see the, and typically you begin with a quote. I'm going to have the quote here. This is by Yuri Bezmenov, and he was a defector himself, wasn't he?
Yes, he was a KGB defector. Yeah.
All right. Well, here's the quote from the KGB defector. Listen carefully, everybody. In reality, the main emphasis of the KGB is not in the area of intelligence at all. According to my opinion, only about 15% of time, money, and manpower is spent on espionage as such. The other 85% is engaged in a slow process which we call ideological subversion or active measures. What it basically means is to change the perception of reality of every American to such an extent that despite the abundance of information, no one is able to come to a sensible conclusions in the interest of defending themselves.
Yeah, this is what we see right now. I mean, we hear it in the callers' voices because the callers have been subjected to this.
Right.
We hear it in our leaders, and they have been subjected to it. We hear it in the media. Everybody, if you go to the left, they want to sacrifice America to save the planet. If you go to the right, you've got more and more voices like those of Tucker Carlson who want to abandon, you know, the only country other than Turkey and NATO that can actually stand up to the Russians, can actually hold a front against a Russian attack. And so you've got this, you know, I mean, they say that Kevin McCarthy will defund Ukraine, and not that we're giving them that much. I just went through a list of what they're giving them, but still it's a knife's edge whether Ukraine survives being attacked by a country with three times the population and much larger military infrastructure. So it's a, you know, it's very interesting. We've got all these this strategic, like I call it, strategic culture comes from intellectual culture, and we've got everything inside out and backwards. I mean, the Biden administration wants to cut out our nuclear weapons. Here they claim they're standing up to Russia, and they want to stop nuclear weapons programs. They won't have a test. They've canceled two different weapons. Now they've canceled an existing weapon, the gravity bombs, nuclear weapons. How do you do this? When your enemy, when you are acknowledging you have a threat from China and Russia and that they're united, you're canceling strategic weapons? You know, so what Bezmenov is saying is exactly right. We're seeing it in living color right now.
We are, in real time, absolutely. Well, let's take this next call. We've got Pat in Texas. Good morning, Pat.
Hi, I wanted to ask Jeff, Vindman, who testified against Trump and the impeachment thing, why is he saying that he thinks that Russia's about spit?
Why is he saying that Russia is about what?
Spent. Out of ability to fight.
Are you saying fifth? F-I-F-T-H?
No, S-P-E-N-T. Spent.
Oh, hold on, we'll continue this after the top of the hour break. Hold on, Pat.
Okay.
Standing 6'4", weighing in 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science-analyzing brawn, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian, and my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine.
F*** you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be the bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.